There was a comedian who once said, "I am not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens." Today's gospel of the prodigal son is about the death of a relationship. And if you read the chapter before, and we should remember that when the scriptures were written, there were no chapters and verses. That before this parable, the Lord speaks about the lost sheep, the lost coin that the widow tries to find in her house, and finally by the lost sons who are forgetting who they belong to. As I said in the Ukrainian sermon, this can easily be called the parable of the loving father. Because when you look at the psychological movement of the son, "Give me your money, father, I can't wait for you to die, because I have no use for you in my life." That's exactly what he said. He takes the money. He wastes it. Then he becomes hungry. He doesn't become hungry for the affection of his father, for the love of his brother, for the concern and care for his family. The man is hungry because he is in discomfort. Because as St. Augustine said, "The Lord made us for himself, and restless is our soul until it rests in God." And so he becomes restless. He's not thinking of, "I wonder how my father is thinking about me. I wonder how my brother is doing." No, the guy's hungry. So he's going back to his father for food, not for affection and not for a relationship. But the father doesn't care in one sense. The father is so happy because he has been going outside every day looking for him. That is the way God looks at our relationship. God looks at us with affection, and we sometimes look at religion like a contract, something I gotta do, someplace I gotta be, and let me come as late as I possibly can. Because people and God can be very inconvenient, but also very satisfying. And as the father who represents God accepts the son back, the other son doesn't care. Is he thinking about his brother? No. Is he thinking about the father? No. He's thinking about his own friends and having a party with a kid goat, right? "Why didn't you throw me a party? I don't care that my brother came back and wasn't lost." Once again, people who look at religion not as a relationship, they look at sin as a transgression of a law, not as disappointing someone. When you do something bad, you take away the person you should be for the people that you claim to love. And so the father takes any scrap, any little intention, and says, "I'm glad my son is back." The son never tells the father, "Did you miss me?" Never tells the father, "I'm sorry for what I did." The son says, "I'm hungry. I want food." But that's good enough for God. Any imperfect contrition, as small as it can be, God will accept. And so they party, they relax. The loving father says, "I will take you anyway. You just make one step towards me and I will run out towards you, throw my hands around you and kiss you and give you everything that you thought you lost." And so today, as you think of this in your own life, don't think about laws. Don't think about commandments. Think about people and think about a living and a loving God that cares about you and wants you to come back in the smallest way. When we begin to think of ourselves as part of the fabric of the people that we claim to love, then we will do everything we can to maintain that relationship. There are many people who are living with dead relationships because they don't care. As a final thought, one of the Beatles songs has a very poignant line in it. "She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. We can be in a family and in a house and not care about each other. What this parable tells us is God always cares. You are a son, you are a daughter, but you have to realize you have a husband, a wife, you have children, you have people and friends. What a blessing. Don't forget about them or about your God. Slava Iisusu Christu. Amen.